Brilliance Audio presents The River by Helen Bryan, performed by Kate Redding. Grafton, Chapter 1, 1883. In the small hours, Katie Marshall slipped out of Wildwood with a carpet bag of clothes and Comfort Marshall's jewelry and set off in a thick spring fog down the path that led through the orchard on the slope of Frog Mountain and ended at the cemetery at the edge of Grafton. Katie knew the Indian legends of shapeshifters and the witch Uktena, who prowled in the fog, hunting for victims. Alone on the mountainside in the whiteness, it was easy to imagine the cold damp on the back of her neck was Uktena's fingers. Only fear and her anger drove her on. Mama Comfort, Katie had called the woman who raised her. Comfort the Quaker. Comfort the saint who'd raised the abandoned baby discovered in her barn. Comfort the liar. Comfort the murderess. Mama Comfort had shown her the very spot where she'd been found in the Marshall's barn at Wildwood, wrapped in a dirty petticoat, abandoned by the ragged couple begging for food, an Irish soldier who'd come to fight with the Confederates, and the wife who'd followed him because she had no one else in Ireland. Comfort's husband, Charles, who'd fought for the Union, had been a prisoner in a Confederate prison camp at the time, and Comfort had taken in the orphan baby to raise with her own two children, Priscilla, whom people called Teeny, and Ben. "They mustn't judge thy parents harshly, Katie. They were lost and far from home, and couldn't care for a baby, so left thee here, trusting in Christian charity," Mama Comfort had explained, coldly. People told Katie she was fortunate, being raised at Wildwood along with Comfort's other two children. Comfort was one of the few people with money after the war ended. She was the only child and heir of a wealthy Quaker family in Richmond, Virginia, abolitionists who voiced their support for the Union. This had made her family and Charles pariahs in Richmond during the war. Besides holding fast to their principles, her parents held fast to their money, investing in railway stock instead of the Confederacy, like their southern neighbors had. Comfort inherited a sizable legacy during Reconstruction. By then, Comfort had given up hope of Charles's return, believing he was surely
sample complete. Ready to continue?